coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, everyone. I'm Norm Borg. The Phoenix continues to rise from the ashes in Quebec. Not only have purses increased, but this September, Trot of the Year will be hosting not only the $75,000 Quebec Stakes Finals, but speaking of resurrection, they're bringing back the Prix d'été for over $200,000 in purse money. With me on the other end of my line is Vincent Trudel, the general manager of Quebec Jockey Club. Welcome to Trot Radio, Vincent.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us. Things have been turning around in Quebec racing lately. Is it safe to say that Quebec racing is truly rising from the ashes?
Yes, I think so. I believe that we're back at a certain level, but obviously, we would like to be at a higher volume in terms of pari-mutuel to make sure that it will become a sound industry and a very profitable industry for every professional here in Quebec.
What are some of the things that have brought about the turnaround so far? I mean, things have come a long way. I mean, it went from there being no racing in Quebec of any magnitude to, you know, first Quebec City and now a more permanent home in Trois-Rivières. So what were the things that brought about this turnaround, do you think?
I think that the first one and maybe the most important one was the belief by seven businessmen who are dedicated and passionate about the industry, and they invested their time, they invested their name, their reputation, and they believe it was possible to start again from ashes after what happened 5 or 6 years ago. So they firmly believe it was possible to relaunch the industry. And they had a very, very important leadership over the last 3 to 4 years. And I guess our business model as well has allowed us to make sure and to prove to everybody in the industry in Quebec it was possible to relaunch this industry. As you know, it is a very small team. We're less than 10 people. 5 people are dedicated to work on this industry. We work with part-time people. But another major turning point in my mind was the signing of a 15-year agreement with the Association of all the horse people in Quebec. By doing that, it just proved to our politicians, it proved to the population that this industry could work together towards this goal of establishing a firm and a permanent industry. And that agreement, that 15-year agreement, allowed us as well to negotiate a mortgage with the bank and to buy the hippodrome at Three River. So there are many turning points, but I guess they were the most important.
You mentioned the individuals that helped put this thing together, and a number of the directors in your mission statement put forth their own names and their financial resources towards resurrecting racing in Quebec. Your mission statement says that their investment would be returned to them within 5 years. Are you on track for that?
Yes, we're on track for that. But our main goal is to make sure that we create a real professional industry. But in order to get there are some major points. We get to have a certain amount of purses on an annual basis that would be close to 10 to 12 million. Because the goal is always the same. We want to create and to recreate a solid and a very professional industry.
Now, let me ask you this, because obviously you're going for big purses, and of course you've got the $75,000 stakes finals coming up shortly, and of course Le Prix d'été. So obviously there is some strong revenue streams coming in to allow you to provide those kinds of purses, no?
Yes, but the only source of revenue is through a pari-mutuel. So I don't know many other jurisdictions in North America who are living and enjoying this industry through only pari mutuel. In many provinces or other states, there are VLTs revenue or slot machines revenue. So now in the province of Quebec, the only source of revenue is through pari mutuel. It can be from our OTBs or HVI and from our live racing. So until now, it has allowed us to increase on a steady pace our purses from year to year. We started at half $1 million, and this year it will be close to $3 million.
Bravo.
Okay, yeah. But it's true, the revenue coming from the pari mutuel. But as I mentioned earlier, we want to get to another step, and we want to be close to $10 to $12 million. We believe this is the threshold that will allow this industry to be at the professional level. But
yes,
to get there, it's not only through pari mutuel.
Yeah.
We need our government to invest there.
That's the point I wanted to get to, because you know the previous Liberal government, I think it's safe to say, pretty much killed racing in Quebec. Now you've had a change of government. You went from Liberal to Péquiste, and now you're back to a Liberal government. Different faces, different people. Do you hold any hope that there might be some kind of a partnership worked out with the provincial government now?
It's only a personal thought about that, but I'm very positive that we can convince our government that there is a huge impact on the economy, because we have a business plan that we have published on our website. Mm-hmm. We sent our business plan to various ministers, and we are very hopeful of meeting with them and to convince them that we can create up to 3,000 full-time jobs and to have an impact exceeding $100 million on annual basis.
Have any of these ministers or their staff gotten back to you or provided any kind of reaction to what you're proposing?
Officially, not yet. But because the this new government, and I think their mandate and their goal is very clear, they want to relaunch the province of Quebec in terms of economy. So by creating jobs, by creating more favorable conditions to the organizations and the entrepreneurs and the industry. And we believe we're part of this, we could be part of this program. Because creating jobs in region is not easy, not only in Quebec, and I think in other provinces. So there are not many opportunities in regions to boost the economy or to boost the number of jobs. And we firmly believe this industry can support the economic development in Quebec, and especially in the region of Quebec.
What about the future for Quebec racing? You mentioned in your mission statement that a green racetrack in Montreal is your ultimate goal. Is that still on the horizon? And explain what a green racetrack is.
Yeah, this racetrack would be a smaller racetrack, stadium or estrade. I'm sorry.
No, that's the same thing. Yep. No,
so,
very good.
So, but the track would be in a more in French we say champêtre, more
country style,
rural area, but very close to Montreal. So there are many sites that could be that could help us, and we would like to be part of a other horse activities. So there are many suggestions, many ideas, but in order to get there, I would say our priority is to convince our government and to convince Loto-Québec that we can work together. And if I may, I would like to jump maybe to another issue. I really liked what's going on in Ontario with the premier having said to the lottery organization that they have to integrate racing into the gaming industry. And that's what I firmly believe. I've been in various areas in the gaming industry, and I'm sure there are many opportunities that racing industry can offer to some lottery organization. We can think about, for example, a Super i5 throughout all the lottery terminals in Quebec, or a kind of product like Quinté Plus. So there are many opportunities that would help as well racing industry and the gaming industry.
We wish you nothing but the best. Bonne chance, mon ami.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.